Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
Need to know.
As we know, the Gold Coast is hosting the Commonwealth Games at the moment. Nations of the Commonwealth are all there competing. It's pretty big. I wouldn't say it's definitely not on Olympic scale. I don't think anyone really news-wise is covering it around the world. But Team GB are there. There's a lot of other Commonwealth countries as well. New Zealand. I think producer Rod, you wanted to say something.
Well, it's the members of Team GB. So they represent England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. They don't represent GB.
Oh.
Because it's the Commonwealth, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Right. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Thank you.
Northern Ireland.
The only person with any sport knowledge on the show is producer Rog, by the way. So
we're so grateful to have you on the show because we don't know much about sport.
So oddly enough, we're actually not going to talk about the sporting aspect of the Commonwealth Games.
No, we're going to talk about the gossip aspect.
So we have been following the royals here on the show. We do royal tea time. Prince Charles and Camilla are actually in attendance at the Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast in Australia at the moment. There's been a lot of stories coming out lately about Prince Charles and some of his weird habits. Our producer Layla actually revealed one of them to us yesterday when we were chatting.
So Prince Charles has basically had all these things revealed about him. He tends to travel with a personal toilet seat.
Mm.
A personal toilet seat, which we questioned. We were like, how does that logistically happen?
Yeah.
Who carries it? You know, we were really worried about and concerned about what was going on there.
Well, even producer Rog mentioned it's probably accessing more germs, taking off the existing toilet seat and installing a new one.
I mean, who wants that task?
Exactly.
Gross.
So one of our friends in the Gold Coast in Australia, a reporter for a radio station there, actually went to the source for the information and asked Prince Charles, does he take his own toilet seat around?
Oh dear, this is great.
The response didn't really go too well from Prince Charles.
Hello, Charles. Is it true that you carry your own toilet seat when you travel?
Like what?
Your own toilet seat when you travel? Hi Camilla. So he doesn't carry his own toilet seat when he travels. Is that true or not?
So I know it's difficult to hear there. We did have to beep out a naughty word. But basically he did say, don't believe all that beep. The very idea.
Yeah.
Is what he
Which
says
actually
there.
Was, the word he said was quite appropriate to the actual subject.
Correct, Pricey. Well said.
April Fool's Week has given us so much to play with. Some may say it's the greatest story ever told.
Is it like Magic Mike 4?
No, not that good, but we admire your optimism. So it's been a week of identity crises in the studio. Harry's been trying to find a new voice.
Whoo! Danger, danger, danger.
That sounds like Steve Irwin. But what's the difference? He decided the first step was trial and error. He tested out Idris Elba.
Come here, mate. You sit on that panel. You do as I say.
I'm Prince Charles.
What is this clear force field?
Uninterested with Harry's attempts, Pricey asked him to help her come up with a new name.
Inga Tava Malm?
What?
We looked into it. They're actually IKEA furniture names. So she took matters into her own hands and came up with these.
Bugaboo, Pricey Damas.
Okay, I've heard enough.
We agree, Harry. In other news, we've got a new boss. So we asked him what he thought of the team.
This is one wild unit. They're just like people.
We are trying. Well, we better wrap it up. But we'll be back next week with another week that was.
And no, thank you.
Settle down, sweetheart.
You tell her, boss.
Pricey's scandal.
So Kylie Minogue's opened up about her heartbreak after the split with Joshua Sass, who was her ex-fiance.
Yeah, he's a loser, that guy.
So she's also admitted that she actually will never probably walk down the aisle. She said marriage, she doesn't think it's for her.
Just had my heart broken.
I know. I think you need to get over to London, Harry. You need to make Kylie Minogue meet you.
Yeah, it's probably going to deter her from walking down the aisle even further.
She'll be like, you know what? I've moved it from I don't think to I can confirm. Yeah,
she's like, she thought her ex was bad. Wait until she meets me.
Yeah, she said just going through the being engaged kind of thing, it was like an experiment for her. She said that she never as a girl or in all of her life had a vision of getting married. She also talked about how like her parents were really like kind of pushing her into it and said, you know, you should get married. And she was always just her whole life being like, Not too fussed, to be honest. It doesn't bother me if I'm not married or if I am married. So, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but she did actually walk down the aisle on Neighbours.
She did.
Yeah, so she kind of did have a
she married
a
Scott.
Wedding. Yeah, she married Scott, yeah.
Jason Donovan.
Easily the wedding of the century.
I know. Everyone remembers that.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers the perm. Oh, the perm.
Oh, she looked great.
But then Joshua Sass, Kylie Minogue's ex-fiance, he obviously watched the interview because he posted on social media right after the interview with this deep quote up on the Instagram page, and then his caption read, "When your roof is leaking, when you lose your job, or when you lose someone in your life, none of it is personal."
This doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Who is this clown?
Oh, he's like an aspiring actor.
Ugh.
He like met her on at a theater, and yeah, yeah. They used to wear matching outfits. I kind of like that. I thought that was quite cute.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
You like matching outfits?
Whatever.
I love matching outfits.
You know, it's funny, the things that bother me in relationships, that doesn't seem to be one of them.
Oh, really?
If Danny said, okay, we're both going to wear denim, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
What does bother you?
Oh, there's plenty of other things.
We didn't have enough time in the segment.
Yeah, panpipes and pop songs. That's how you're going to win it this morning. We play you a panpipe cover of a pop song. You've got to guess what it is. You know, you always hear these in those spas.
I would love it if I heard this one in a spa.
It always puts you off. You're like trying to get a massage. What is that song?
Yeah. And you're like, ow, my calf.
What kind of massage are you getting?
Oh, my calves are so sensitive. I don't know what it is.
It's like physical therapy.
When it gets to the calf, I'm like, ouchie.
Jocelyn's on the way to Jebel Alley, rather, this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Good morning, Jocelyn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Excellent. Are you on your way to work? Are you on your way to a school drop-off? Or actually,
I am on my way to work.
Are you on your way to work?
Yes.
What do you do?
Pencil pusher.
You're a pencil pusher.
We're all pencil pushers,
yeah,
Jocelyn.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's just for that paycheck at the end of the day, let's be honest.
That's true.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like you need some relaxation at the Retreat Palm Dubai M Gallery by Sofitel. But first, you have to tell us, what is the pan-piped pop song?
Circle of Life?
It is.
Whoa, cool.
We should be playing this every Thursday. It's a
wheel of fortune. Jocelyn, did you know that Harry...
I love that song.
Yeah,
oh.
I know. Harry does the most incredible Elton John impersonation as well. He's really good at it.
I'm actually going to say I am.
Can you come on? Just
No. I don't know the rest of the words to this song.
Should we find our way?
Do we find our way?
Hey!
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I know, Jocelyn. Thank you. I pulled it out at karaoke. Doesn't work with the girls, though. They don't seem as impressed, oddly enough. Yeah, just don't seem to
Jocelyn,
get
Jocelyn, honey, well done. You've got that 3-day fitness wellness retreat.
Is that 3 days of working out?
No, it's 3 days of just chillaxing, babe.
God, no. You think we'd give that away on our
cool.
show?
I was like, okay, 3 days of working out, that's not a prize.
Yeah, no, yeah. You don't know us well enough if you think we're going to send you on a boot camp.
Jeez. We put a stop to that. We encourage eating and relaxation. That's about it on this show.
No, honey, this
that
is...
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
We're chatting about Chris Hemsworth's wife. Her name's Elsa. She wrestled a snake out of her house a few days back.
She picked it up with a broomstick. But yeah. I love it how you're like, yeah, she wrestled a snake.
Well, the funny thing was, in attendance at her home was Thor and Jason Bourne.
Yes.
And neither of them decided to lift a finger. We don't really know why. Perhaps they could have been scared.
Well, yeah, I love their family because everything that they do, they often put on Insta stories, Instagram, so you get to watch it. And we do know that Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth were both home for Easter long weekend, and there was a snake in the house, and Elsa was the one. This, you know, small petite wife of Chris Hemsworth, she was the one that got the snake out of the house.
Wrestled the snake out. So we're asking you, 4009, is the woman in your life more of the braver one?
Yes.
Really? A lot of texts coming through. You know, it was funny, just to take you back to a chat we just had, we're looking at seeing a movie later this afternoon, and there's a new movie out called A Quiet Place, which is supposed to be terrifying. And I said to you, I don't want to watch that at the cinema because I get too scared.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, no, it's much better at the cinema.
I'd much rather watch a scary movie at the cinema because then you can leave and it's light and there are people around.
Yeah.
You watch it at home, it is terrifying.
And I was like, I can't watch it at the cinema. It's too loud. I'm going to get frightened. So there you go. That was an example of you and I.
Yeah. There's a text on 4009 from Fairdoon, and he said, anyone who on a fairly regular basis can allow boiling hot wax to be poured on their skin and ripped off along with every hair from its Root is a brave person in my eyes. Respect to all women.
Well said.
That is well so said. True.
Oh, yeah. Producer Roger is joining us in the studio. You're married, Producer Roger, to the beautiful Laura.
Yeah. Love Laura.
Married for years, and I am just... I've absolutely comfortable with the fact that Laura, my lovely wife, is braver, much more tough than I am. The example that springs to mind is when we go on holiday, we have two little dogs, and obviously they have to go on holiday as well. We can't leave them in the house. I cannot and will not take the dogs to the kennels. Laura has to do it because I can't even walk in with them, let alone leave without them. I'm just in tears on the drive up there. Oh. I can't. It's not safe for me to drive. So Laura's
not safe
like,
to drive.
Don't worry, Rog. I'll take this for the team.
I'll handle the emotional baggage.
That is just adorable. That warms my heart. It's so cute. But yes, your wife is braver than you.
Oh, yeah.
Pricey Scandal. Okay, make sure you listen up to the scandal if you'd like to win 500 dirhams worth of food and drinks at the Nippon Bottle Company inside the Dusitani Hotel in Dubai.
Yeah, I hear that place is good.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a question at the end of the scandal. Now, we're moving over to London for this one because George and Amal Clooney, their 50 million dirham mansion has been flooded after 3 inches of rainfall hit the UK.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a 17th century property. They only bought it 4 years ago. It's only just been renovated as well. But obviously all these repeated deluges of heavy rain have caused the Thames water levels to rise.
Oh, okay.
And that's where their house is close to that. So the water's come right up to the house and there's a lot of damage in the garden and the boathouse as well.
The garden and the boathouse?
Yes. For George and Amal Clooney's mansion. How 50 awful. Million dirhams.
No, look, there's a lot of houses there that are old money as well. And it's never a good thing. So.
No, it's not. Yeah. lots of damages at the
in
moment.
In the garage, that's where he'd keep all his Nest espresso machines as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yep, I
oh,
know.
No.
So Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory, you know who she is? She's the blonde actress.
I don't watch The Big Bang Theory and I don't like people who do, but I know who she is.
Okay then, Mr. Judgy Wudgy. She's opened up about one time when she dated a really famous person. She didn't say who it was, but he's really famous, and she said she had to break up with him because he was really cheap. This is long before her Big Bang Theory days, so right. Obviously she was struggling as well. But she was like, I just, you know, can't believe he was cheap. And she said she was very candid about the whole thing. She actually went into a 5-minute video explaining the entire situation and how embarrassing it was.
5 minutes.
Yeah, but we've just got almost maybe 20 seconds off it. Take a listen.
Thank goodness.
But he goes to the calculator on his phone. And my brain, I start to get a little bit hot because I think I'm realizing what's happening. He's multiplying like an 8% tip. Oh my God, he's cheap. He's cheap. He's a bad tipper. So we have this amazing dinner, and because he is as adorable and wonderful as he was, my dad gives me the, like, picked a good one. And all I'm thinking is, oh my God, the bill is coming. John grabs it. I'm going to take care of this $600 bill. You're going to leave 13 bucks. I was horrified. I can't let my dad is like my idol, see this cheap, my cheap boyfriend. That's what it was. My cheap, hot boyfriend. My dad doesn't care if he's hot. My dad cares if he tips. And I couldn't ever admit to my dad that that's who this guy was. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself, no matter how hot he was. I did go back in and tip the server. I never went back into that restaurant again because I was so embarrassed. And we broke up a week later.
Kaley Cuoco from
Big Bang Theory talking about how she dated apparently it's a very famous actor. I mean, I want to know who the famous actor is. But she wasn't happy with how much he tips. Because tipping's a huge thing in America.
Massive thing. I think he dodged a bullet. Sounds like a punish. I don't get it. Why didn't she? Oh, yeah, I don't understand why people do this in relationships. If you're a bad tipper and she's upset about it, tell the guy. And maybe he'll change his behaviour.
I know.
And then you get to be with the love of your life.
And
pretty obvious.
He's cute too, so she would have been happy. Anyway, there you go. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.